yesterday. Just for me.
Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
I have a word from God today that applies to mamas, but it fits everybody. Okay? It applies to everybody that's here. I just want to encourage you to pay attention because God is going to speak to you today and he's going to really minister to you and really bless you. Amen? Amen. So I'm going to talk to you about the restoration of zeal. Amen? The restoration of zeal. And so all year long, God has been speaking to us about three words: recovery, restoration, and reconciliation. And we believe that 2012 is the best year of our lives. Amen. How many of you got the test to prove it? How many of you going through tests like you've never been through? All right. Well, if you're going through a difficult time, that's the sign that God's working in your life. This is going to have a good end to it. Yes. Amen? Amen. There's no testimony without a test. So if you're having a difficult time and it seems like what you believe in God for is just not, doesn't even look like it can even happen, I'm going to tell you to rejoice. Rejoice and be glad because God is working in your life. Amen? If God didn't have something good coming towards you, then you wouldn't be having the struggle that you're having right now. The devil's just trying to stop the blessing. But this message today is going to help us to stay on fire for God. Amen? Until we see the full manifestation of what God wants to do in our life. So I'm going to talk to you about the restoration of zeal. Now, the word zeal is defined as excitement of mind. Feelings of great intensity and warmth in embracing, pursuing, or defending anything. So when you have the zeal of God in your life, then you are excited about God. Amen. The zeal is what gives you the excitement and the enthusiasm to serve God. But zeal also affects your behavior and your emotions because it gives you strong feelings to embrace, to pursue, or to defend another person. When you are zealous about God, then you have strong feelings about him, and that you embrace him strongly, and that you're in hot pursuit of God. Amen. You're pursuing him with everything that's in you, and then you have a strong motivation to defend God. I can remember that sometimes you will hear people talk about bad things happening in their life, and they'll blame it on God. Well, when the zeal of God is working in your life, guess what happens? You say, oh, no, that's not my father. My father didn't do that to you. It means you have the strong emotion to defend God and say, wait, we're not going to blame this on God. It's just like mamas do when you try to blame something on one of their children that ain't right. Don't mamas rise up in defense of their children? I'm going to tell you, you know, a daddy will take care of his children, but a mama will fight to the death over their children. Boy, I tell you what, you know, sometimes we'd have little incidents at school with Gable or Treasure when they were in elementary school. And, you know, I'm a peacemaker by nature. I like to keep things calm. And CeCe has got the eye of the tiger. I mean, and I say, now, look, I say, now, today, when we go in this meeting, I don't need you to be quiet and to sit back and let me handle it. I want that gift that God gave you to defend these children, to come out. So don't be silent. I need you today. Because I'm going to go in and I'll say, oh, it's all right. You know, we're going to work through it. It's going to be all right. But I need somebody got some fire. They're going to tell that teacher, look, you ain't going to do this to my child no more. Boy, I tell you. Boy, CeCe, she got, boy, I tell you, that zeal for her children, you better not mess with Gabriel and Treasure. I'm telling you right now. You don't even worry about what daddy going to do. You better be worried about mama. I mean, there was a day I was teaching Gabriel how to ride a bicycle. I mean, it just show up in the most unusual places, this zeal. I'm teaching him how to ride a bicycle, and he's falling all over the place, trying to learn. And then he fell one time, and the handlebars turned on him, and he fell over the handlebars and hit his side. You know, just scraped a little skin off of him, just a little scrape of skin, you know, probably the first two, three layers, you know, just. It didn't go to the bone. If it went to the bone, I'd have been concerned about the boy. But he got a little scrape. And I mean, before I could get him up off the ground good, mama was outside. She had been watching us through the window. Soon as Gabriel hit the ground, he got up crying like this. Oh, man. CeCe come running. And I'm telling him, boy, get back up. Get back on this bicycle. She, Gabriel. He don't you see he hurt? I say, the boy just got a scratch. Get back on the bicycle. Then I pull off to the side. Look, you ain't going to make no sense out of him. Get on back in the house. That zeal just rose up in her. Her enthusiasm to defend, to embrace, and even to pursue anybody that's going to hurt their child. But she was coming after me. Don't you see he hurt? I said, don't come out here getting him. Look, I'm teaching the boy how to ride a bicycle. He go, get back on and ride it again. Come back in the house. No, come on, Gabriel. Let me put a Band-Aid on it, Gabriel. See, it's different than mamas and daddies. I'm trying to make a man out of him. She's trying to nurture. Don't want him to have no pain. Well, that's the zeal. Amen. That's an example of the zeal of God. Amen. And the zeal, when it's working in you, you are zealous about God. Another thing that zeal means, it means to glow or to boil with excitement. Now, you can always tell when somebody has the zeal of God in them and upon them because they glow and they boil over with excitement about Jesus. They get excited about Jesus. They don't even have to be a part of the conversation. If they hear somebody say the name of Jesus, they turn it, the name can turn them wherever they are. Oh, they're talking about the one I know. They're talking about Jesus. Let me hear what they're saying. You believer? Yeah, I'm a believer. I'm a believer too. Glory to God. Just excited all the time. Means to boil or to glow. Amen. God does not want you to lose your glow. Amen. Because when you are zealous about him, people see things in you that you don't even recognize yourself. You see, I was walking from a dormitory one day, and a young man that was zealous for God walked alongside of me and began to tell me about Jesus. Now, I was a Baptist boy. I think I'm saved because I went to church, grew up in church. Mama never allowed us to miss a Sunday. We was there all the time. Plus, I'm going to say the elderly people in our church said that Greg is a good child. He's a good boy. So, you know, I knew how to act around the elders. I knew how to respect them and the yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And boy, they just ate that up. I'm walking back to my dormitory room, and this guy walks up to me, and he starts witnessing to me. Well, I've been around. I know what he's doing. He's witnessing to me. I said, man, you ain't got to witness me. I'm saved. And he kept on talking. I said, man, did you hear me? I told you I'm saved, man. I believe Jesus, Son of God. I believe he died for my sin. Man, I accepted Christ. He acted like he didn't even hear me. He kept on talking. I said, man, didn't I tell you I'm saved? Kept on talking. I said, well, the dorm ain't that far. Let him talk. So we just walk, and I just listen. He witnessed him. He ain't never said, he in my ear. And boy, we got inside that dormitory room, and inside the building in the lobby there. When we walked through those doors, he turned to go to the left. I turned to go to the right toward the elevator. I'm going to my room. And when I walked, I probably walked about 5 or 6 yards. And all of a sudden, I didn't know this at the time, but the Holy Spirit spun me around just like that. Say, look at him. But when I looked at that man, I saw a holy glow. I saw light coming all out of him, about 4 or 5 feet all around him. The light of God just shining. See, God opened my eyes to let me see what was really in him. And there was a reason why God showed it to me that day. You see, when I looked at him and when I saw that, I knew I was looking at Jesus in him. I knew that was the presence of God, this light coming out. I mean, he was like he was surrounded by this light. And it was shining and coming out of him. And when I saw that, I said, that man got Jesus in him. And then I looked for the light that was in me. And there wasn't no light there. I had darkness. And for the first time in my life, I had to admit that I wasn't saved. That was a hard pill for me to swallow. Because I grew up in church. I know all of that. I know all of the scriptures. But I wasn't saved. And then the witness came to me. He said, you don't have the same Jesus in you that he has in him. I said, he has the real Jesus in him. You have a counterfeit, a Jesus that you made up in your own mind. Because the Jesus that I was serving let me boogie-woogie on Saturday night and lead the prayer on Sunday morning. See, my Jesus was cool with everything I was doing. I said, Jesus, my buddy, he my partner in sin. He could stand there watch me sin. He didn't bother me one bit. My Jesus, let me do what I want to do. I just, whatever I feel like doing, my Jesus says it's all right. But I met the real one. I got on the elevator. I said, that man got God in him. That man got God.